So when I first started doing stunts, I was like, my dream would be to do a Star Wars movie. And when I got the call, I just couldn't believe it. And I don't think I still believed it until I picked up that lightsaber. And I was like, oh my God.
Hello and welcome to Cunning Stunts with myself, David Holmes. Ever since I was a teenager, I've been performing as a stuntman on feature films. And for 10 years, I was the stunt double for Harry on the Harry Potter films. Whilst preparing a stunt for the final film in the series, I suffered a spinal injury that had the effect of paralysing me from the chest down and ending my career. However, in the decades since the accident, my love of stunts, the stunt performer community and movies has never wavered. So I'm starting this podcast to highlight and pay tribute to the amazing performers who make up the stunt community, giving you first-hand accounts of the work that goes into crafting some of the mind-blowing action scenes you've seen on films such as Star Wars, Mission Impossible, and The Avengers, while also revealing the grit, talent, and bravado of those that risk their lives in the name of entertainment. One quick note, the other voice you'll hear occasionally is Dan Radcliffe, one of my best friends and acting double on the Harry Potter films. He's been sitting in on some of these interviews. Okay, welcome back to Cunning Stunts. This week you're going to hear our interview with the super talented Miss Chloe Bruce. Chloe was a world champion in freestyle martial arts, which led to a natural progression into the stunt industry. Since her career began, she's been very successful and she's doubled some of Hollywood's top leading ladies, including Zoe Saldana in Guardians of the Galaxy and Daisy Ridley as Rey in the Star Wars franchise. Here's our interview with Chloe. Hope you enjoy. Brilliant. Thank you for joining us today. Do you mind just give us your name and how long you've been involved in the stunt industry?
My name's Chloe Bruce and I've been involved for about 6 years now.
6 years now.
Yeah.
Cool. And how did you get into it, Chloe? How did you get introduced to the stunt game?
On John Carter of Mars, they was auditioning for girls that had martial arts experience. And yeah, I got the part and I was just literally doing like one of the girls fighting. And then it went from there.
Yeah. And obviously martial art experience, I mean, that is obviously your background. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, please?
So I've been training for 28 years now. I was world champion in freestyle martial arts.
So that's not fighting somebody, but showing fighting form.
So yeah, so it's
a balletic display.
Yeah, yeah. It's like martial arts performed and choreographed to music, basically.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. And with that, did you take that to Britain's Got Talent? Was that right?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. Was it the yellow cat suit, Chloe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Did they all buzz? Did you get all voted through unanimously, or was it one of them a dick?
No, we got through. Nice. Yeah. We made it to the semi-finals.
Awesome. How was that? But you know, by that point, you've done loads of performing in front of audiences, so there's no. Yeah, there's no. But actually, I wonder if like. Doing the sort of the more the choreographed martial arts, freestyle martial arts, do you think that lends itself very, very well to becoming a stuntwoman in terms of fight scenes and things?
Definitely. Yeah. What it really helped me with is like, you know how it is on set, they change things at last minute. So to adapt quickly, it really helped me with that.
So with the Carter and being the world champion, so you toured around the world with it. And you still do that now with Kickboxing Martial Arts Displays?
I do, yeah. I perform, I teach seminars, workshops. Worldwide, I guess, yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. And so you've got your foot through the door in the stunt industry on John Carter from Mars, but can you just list a few other films that you've been involved in for us, please?
Yeah.
Leave the best one till last for me.
I don't know which one that is. I doubled for Sylvia Hoax on Blade Runner.
The new one?
New one. And then Zoe Saldana in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, so was that the full prosthetics?
Yes.
How long in the chair in the morning?
Oh my gosh, 4 hours every
four
morning.
4 hours every morning, yeah. And then you've still got
and
to come
and
perform.
And then a D-rig at the end of the night.
Really?
Yeah.
And what, with that, were you harnessed up and padded up for stunt sequences whilst in the prosthetic chair?
Yeah, so no, not in the chair as such, but straight after, just to finish off everything.
Cool.
And so, yeah.
Was it one of those ones where you couldn't go to the toilet or eat anything during the day? Just, yeah, so, okay, nice and uncomfortable.
Yeah, that was a nightmare.
And your experience on those on that film, was it a lot of wire work and fighting, or...?
It was probably my most action-packed film that I've done. There was a lot of action, fights, wire work. Obviously, she's a superhero. Yeah. But also really enjoyable, really good group, really fun team. Yeah.
And you got on well with everyone, all the actors.
Yeah,
and all the stunt crew.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Now, saving the best one till last, you've just been the double for Ray in episode 7.
And 8.
And 8. You just finished 8.
Yeah.
Cool. And how was that? I mean...
Amazing.
It's a life-changing experience.
So when I first started doing stunts, I was like, my dream would be to do a Star Wars movie. And when I got the call, I just couldn't believe it. And I don't think I still believed it until I picked up that lightsaber. And I was like, oh, my God.
Do you make the noises, Chloe?
Yeah. Jean.
Yeah, standard. But that, because Ray's character, she's like fights with the staff, doesn't she? So that really lends well to all of the skills that you've been working your whole life towards, basically.
Exactly. Yeah. She's very good with both staff, and obviously she's learning the lightsaber as well.
Cool. I know you can't give away too many secrets for the new one, but the action that she's involved in stepped up in the new one?
She's training.
She's training.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So not as many fighter again.
She really can't say, you know.
But so
I think 9 will be.
9 will be action-packed. Hopefully. And hopefully you'll be on it?
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
Brilliant.
I was gonna how do you feel about the danger aspect of the job? Like how do you is that something you think about, or do you not think about it? Or you know, because there are realities to it, that like you do something that is incredibly brave and amazing, but like occasionally stuff does go wrong, and how do you feel about that, I suppose?
I think more so now, over the last few years, I really think about stuff a lot more, especially with what happened with Dave. Yeah. I've known Dave like for years, and then another good friend of mine, Olivia, I actually just broke down when I heard what happened to her, and it's just, it's really, really sad because it shouldn't happen, you know. So when you are on the end of that wire, you just pray that you're going to make it out okay the other end. And that's all you can do. Just make sure that you've done as much preparation as you can and trust the team that you're working with.
And do you think there's something about, like, and I say this in the nicest possible way, do you think you all, like, slightly have a screw loose to, like, to be attracted to something that is, like, it's adrenaline or it's this or it's that? And there's an amazing community. Like, what do you think it is that makes you get up in the morning and go, I want to jump off a building today?
Definitely. Yeah. I think we've all got a bit of a screw loose, especially this one. but, yeah, I agree. I just like the aspect of going to work, not knowing what I'm going to do the next day. Everything's a challenge, and I thrive off of just reaching new goals and new ambitions. And I think we are all a bit nuts.
I mean, congratulations, I've got to say. You've just recently become a mum.
Yeah.
Very recent as well.
Yeah,
4 months.
Oh,
4 months ago. Yeah. So, little Harriet, is it?
Yeah.
So, what would you say to Harriet if she had aspirations to get in the stunt industry like her mum?
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
No. I would love her to do sports of some kind. Stunts, I'm not too sure about.
Yeah.
Because a bit like we were just saying, it's so hit and miss. I'd hate to see her put herself through that risk every day.
Yeah.
But if she wants to, then I'll support her 100%.
How do your parents feel about you doing it?
They just say, don't let me know anything until you've done it and you're safe.
Okay, that seems to be the policy most parents have come up with.
Yeah.
Cool, and do you think that now since being a mum, it'll make you evaluate the jobs that you do more?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would hate for something to happen to me and then not be able to take care of my child, for example. So I've just got to be picky, careful. Yeah, and I think I'm going to overanalyze every situation a lot more than I did before.
But do you not think that maybe will come with an advantage with that you just make you be more safety aware?
Of course, yeah. 100%, yeah.
Yeah. And your aspirations for the future in your career, would you like to continue down the route as a professional stunt performer, or would you like to maybe branch out in other ways or other parts of the industry? So maybe an action director or fight coordinator.
Yeah, exactly. Directing doesn't really appeal to me, neither does going more down like the acting route. I'm quite shy, believe it or not, when it comes to me. I'm fine at Dublin. But I would love to do like fight choreography.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, but that's a whole different ball game, so I'm not too sure.
But I'm guessing you have quite a large amount of input with the choreography for Rey, for example,
of course, with Cece
on the Star Wars.
Yeah, of course. We just all knock our heads together, come up with different ideas, and work together in that way. But I think taking the actual credit for it and being in charge, I think I just need to develop. Because martial arts to perform is completely different to on-screen fighting as well, like learning all the angles and stuff like that. So I think a few more years.
So where would you like to be in 10 years' time in your career?
I don't know. In 10 years, I'd probably like to be more behind the camera, not performing. Choreographing and stuff like that, really, especially with a family and stuff like that. I wouldn't like to be doing this.
Yeah.
Is there a stunt you've done that you looked at on screen and were like, yeah, that's cool. I'm really proud. Like, is there one you're just really proud of?
I've never done one that's like just completely insane. but there's like, for example, some of the stuff that I did in that. Getting jerked back up into the tree and then slung on the floor and it's just
that's
like
a good gag, Chloe. That is. That's a big jerk. That is as well. Were you decelled on the floor drop? Because I know hitting the tree. I mean, that was full out. I know that. But did they decel you on the landing as well?
They did decel me, but only slightly.
Yeah.
But they did. They did pad out the floor for me.
And the tree was it padded?
It was padded.
Thank
yeah.
God for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
What got you into martial arts? Was it like, were there movies? Was it just a family thing? Or?
My dad's always trained in martial arts, but it was actually my brother. He started first and then I joined in. But my instructor was Nikki Berwick, who's a really well-known stunt performer.
Gary Powell's wife.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so she was my instructor at the time and she had just started doing The Mummy way back.
The like Great the Mummies, times. Yeah.
So, I kind of knew that industry was out there.
Yeah. Cool. And it would seem like one you would want to get into. But were there like, so it wasn't like, because we've had some of the guys come in and be like, oh yeah, I just loved like Bruce Lee or Jackie Chan or Donnie Yen. But it wasn't like that for you necessarily. It was more something you were doing really and then you found it later.
Yeah, exactly. I got into the sport first and then I appreciated all the martial artists out there.
Who's better, you or your brother?
Me.
Who'd win the fight, though? That's the question.
Probably him.
Funny. No,
he got his black belt and retired, unfortunately.
And I mean, I'm guessing you're black belt, but is there certain Dans in your...
Yeah, I'm black belt, fourth Dan.
Fourth Dan. So you're big cheese. Like, don't mess with Chloe.
No, exactly.
Brilliant. Yeah, I wouldn't want to catch you off guard with a bit of road rage and then you get out of the car and kick me ass.
No.
Brilliant. Chloe, thank you so much for coming in today.
No worries,
really appreciate
you.
It.
Yeah.
And keep flying the flag for stunt women and good luck in the future.
Thank you.
Good luck with being a mum.
Okay, we'd like to thank Chloe again for joining us this week and for all you guys tuning in. Until next week, please take care and stay safe in the lockdown for all our UK listeners. And I'll catch you next week. Ripple Production podcast series produced by myself, David Holmes, and Amy Stairs. Sound recording, editor, and music by Joe Lamb. To find out more about us, please visit our website, www.rippleproductions.co.uk, or follow us on Facebook and Instagram.